This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Today's going to stretch your mind. It's going to stretch your thinking every time I talk to this gentleman who is a dear friend. He has such a way eloquently to explain something that seems baffling to me and to many people, but he helps us understand the need and how to reach out and know other people that are not like you, that are not like me. We need to live together on this earth in harmony as God has called us. So I brought on Dr. Pascal Lasombe. Pascal, tell me in this season of your life, how are you feeling about all these opportunities to talk?
Thank you, Melissa. It's such a joy to be with you, and I thank you for the mission of Star 88.3. Mm-hmm. It feels so humbling to be able to be utilized in this way by God, and the message of unity, the message of togetherness, the message of the interconnectedness of our humanity is something that we need to elevate. It's a narrative we need to elevate in the midst of the divisiveness that we hear and the divisiveness that we see. So I count it as a privilege. I count it as a blessing. And there's a responsibility with the knowledge that many people have poured into me to be able to extend that into the world. I feel so blessed to be part of that conversation.
Well, we're blessed to be able to be connected to you. So let's break it down and make it a little bit elementary for someone that's just kind of listening along the way. What is it that we need to know? Bottom line, Pascal, what do you say to someone that says, I don't understand all of this? Yes, we should live in harmony, but what are you trying to help people understand?
I want people to recognize that we as human beings have been uniquely designed for community, for interpersonal relationship.
Yes.
From the structure of our minds and our brains, we are the only species that has this enlarged frontal lobe that allows us to literally understand people in context, understand their stories, understand what they've been through, understand their hopes and their dreams. And with that design, we have a capability of leveraging that with the tools we are giving, empathy, compassion, love, just showing up with one another in a space where we seek to understand.
Okay.
And the more primitive part of our brains are used for more instinctual behavior, judgment, protection, survival. And so we as human beings in relationship can leverage each other to really understand who we are, what we are about, and how to move forward in unity to make the world a better place.
That's just beautiful. So you're saying that someone that doesn't understand another culture, another way of living, another person, another sect of people, that they can understand. There is a possibility for them to get to another level and have understanding of someone else. It's not just something they have to stand back and watch.
Yes, exactly. When you approach another culture, when you approach difference, you kind of have to actively counteract those survival instincts because something different, something foreign can be deemed or labeled a threat.
Yes.
And as a result, your instinctual brain is calling for you to be cautious, to be slow to engage. But what we are hoping for, much like you said, Melissa, is to call upon that higher order thinking to be able to understand people's stories and be able to understand what they've been through. Because what will start to happen is those boundaries will start to disappear.
Wow.
Because we can find common ground. We can find out what they have been through that has led them to this point. And as we get to know them deeper, Melissa, they become more multidimensional to us. Instead of seeing a Black man, an immigrant, an Asian person, we start to see a mother, we start to see a father, a brother, somebody who has persevered, somebody who's exercised courage. We start to know them at a deeper level. And that unites. That's what unites us as humanity.
Okay, that makes me want to shout. That's so exciting. I'm like, yes, that's it. I know that there's a lot more to this. This is just a quick conversation to get you thinking about how you can see other people and not just label them immediately. But we're conditioned sometimes to do that. So I'm going to put some resources on my conversations link. It's there right now that we're getting from Dr. Pascal Lasombe. And you can dive deeper into this. Now, we're going to also talk about this and how to interact with young people, young adults and children on the same topic and help them to understand how to love others that are different than them. So, Pascal, thank you, my friend. You're a blessing.
Oh, what a privilege. Thank you so much, Melissa. It's a true honor to be on a conversation with you.
Okay, we're going to do it again. We're going to dig deeper on the next one. Right now, you can go to my conversations link at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.